Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today is Wednesday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope, who lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, Holy Ground.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When God saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. He answered, Here I am. God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, God continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now. I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground, for God is present, and where God is holy. I'm sure that most of us recognize these words, the refrain of a popular contemporary hymn. And of course, they are based on the Exodus story we just heard, where God instructs Moses to remove his sandals, for where he stands is holy. Drama marks the whole scene, a burning bush that isn't consumed, in which an angel appears. The very voice of God missioning Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. And the vulnerable Moses, who first protests on receiving the message. Removing one's shoes or sandals before entering a particular space is a gesture of reverence for that space. It says without words, this is holy ground. We believe that God is present everywhere, in all of creation. So at least figuratively, we ought to be removing our sandals before every human being and every non-human creature, on the ground, if you will, of our entire planet. Pope Francis has eloquently urged every person living on this planet to take a new, long, loving look at our common home, and to listen more attentively to both the cries of our Mother Earth and the cries of our siblings, the poor, who suffer most from the massive climate crisis. As I reflect on this first reading for today's liturgy, what I hear this time is that call. A call to care for the holy ground of our common home. Vatican Council II told us to read the signs of the times. Is there a more visible sign than the planet's deterioration? Even as I am writing this, The news reports are full of accounts of unprecedented, long-lasting heat in parts of the United States, with similarly unprecedented flooding in other parts. And that's just this country. It is a global crisis. The route for our fulfillment of an adequate response to the mission of caring for our common home is vividly suggested in the Exodus passage. There we see an aura of reverence surrounding and permeating the scene. Our culture does not much honor the virtue of reverence, does it? Perhaps we are called to revive it. The poet Mary Oliver talks of her work in the world as mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. And she aims to walk slowly and bow often. Bowing, another gesture of reverence, reverence for the marvel of all that God has created. The gesture is rare in our society, is it not? Yet it would seem to be the necessary starting point for the ecological conversion Pope Francis so frequently emphasizes. Where can we find the courage and the strength to accept that challenge? Today's scripture could offer the answer. In response to Moses' hesitation in accepting the mission God proposes for him, God simply assures him, "I am with you." That assurance is enough for Moses, and it is enough for us. That alone can enable us to transcend the climate of cynicism and suspicious and general negativity all around us, to transcend that climate and live instead out of the profound sentiment of the song born out of our scripture reading. We are standing on holy ground, for God is with us, and where God is holy.